Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. So good, so good.
It's about what we sounded like by the end of the game.
All right, just to give you a quick little backstory, Mix 104.1 is owned by a big company. It's called Odyssey. And our sister station is WEEI, which is the Red Sox radio network. So because of that connection, when you go to a Red Sox game this year, you will see Carson and Kennedy up on the billboard there.
No, you can play because we're awesome. Why don't you just say we're awesome?
It was pretty cool to see your faces on the big screen of Fenway Park.
I ran up and I'm like, look, I'm famous!
You can play Campy Kennedy on the big board there. It's pretty cool. So they put her faces up there.
Yep.
They ask you a trivia question. You can try and answer it like they do, you know, in between. Right. And so a part of that is we get a suite as well. And Kennedy took producer Dan to his first game in a suite.
Just a bold move to bring me to a fancy place like that.
It was really fun. And
I had a wonderful time.
The capacity still isn't 100%. So it was like 12 people total. That were there. So it was super nice. So as we walked in and Dan took a look around, I asked him his first thoughts. First thoughts in the suite.
I feel like I don't belong here. I have like imposter syndrome. It's beautiful. There's just food laid out for you. And then you open a mini fridge and it's filled with all different types of beer. It's like if you walked into Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory as like a 30-year-old and there's how exactly you want it to be.
What's it like looking down upon the people?
I feel like I'm lording over them, which is my natural state.
You were.
And we were next to a suite that had who?
Oh, right next to the Odyssey suite is the Nesson suite.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting 5 feet from us was Jim Rice, who was a Hall of Fame baseball player for the Red Sox, and Tom Caron. And they do the pre- and post-game show. And I don't get, like, I'm weird with celebrities. Like, Taylor Swift could walk by and I'm like, But we were 5 feet from them, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Jim Rice.
So I was trying to figure out a way to get them to meet, but I never made it happen. In any event,
I was trying to be the right amount of beers deep before. I didn't want to bother them at the Red Sox game. Yeah. So I wanted to have a couple to grease the wheels, but not too many that was weird.
Yeah. They get it.
I missed my opportunity. They went back to the set.
So there were like 800 home runs while we were there, so I can't tell you which home run this was after, but it is after one of them.
Sucks.
What?
I said Anaheim sucks. Did you see that moonshot?
I don't remember any of this.
Keeping it classy. And then after that, Xander Bogaerts hit another home run. And then that.
Damn, what just happened?
Xander Bogaerts just hit one onto the Mass Pike. It is 7-0 Red Sox. It's a beautiful day. I love this for me. I love this for you. I love this for us. I love this for Red Sox Nation. It's going wonderful.
I feel like they would not have won so much as we were not here.
I mean, I'm just saying it's 7-0. It's the first game I've been to. Maybe they don't want to break the streak. They keep bringing me into the suite. Good things happen.
The next day they did not do as well. I'm just going to say.
They lost the next game and I wasn't there.
So the one thing that's really kind of one of the best things about being able to once in your life go into these suites is that there is a private bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And going to the bathroom, you know, typically at Fenway is an ordeal. You're surrounded by people.
Yes.
And if you're a boy, I don't even know what it looks like in there. So
it looks... Yeah.
I literally kept asking Dan to go to the bathroom the whole game, and he wouldn't go because he had trained himself not to pee his whole life because you have to go to the bathroom.
Wait, you don't break the seal of Fenway Park till later in the game because it's just madness in there.
Yeah. So I asked him his after-suite bathroom experience.
Dan, what just happened?
Xander Bogaerts just hit one onto the back pike.
Oh, no.
It is 7-0.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's not that one.
Must have loaded it in badly.
Uh-oh.
That's me.
We don't get to hear the post
bath. Was that five?
That, I believe that, let's see, you want to hear, let's see.
Oh, man.
Let's see what this one is.
That's after we won.
Yeah.
That's all right, play that.
You want me to play this
one? I don't. I obviously don't have the other one.
Okay, what is this one then?
So game's over.
Right.
And they're singing, you know, Dirty Water.
Okay.
And I'm trying to talk to Dan, but he's in a place. Well, it was a winning game.
9-0. We're singing Dirty Water. Everyone's happy.
I believe it was because of us. No. Maybe.
Lovers, brothers, and thieves.
Dan. It was like 8 beers deep at that point. I couldn't get over. You know how much money I've spent on beers at Fenway Park, and they're just giving them away to rich people up top?
That's how it goes.
It's insane.
You're seeing how the other laugh lives. First time I went into a Sweet Dan, we were in Memphis. I went to a Grizzlies game, and it was the same thing with a celebrity. The logo, Jerry West, was in the suite next to us.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'm like texting my brother and my stepdad.
It's
I'm like,
Jerry
The logo's right there. The logo's You act like such a, like you just lose your mind, right? When you see somebody
like
that.
Should I go up to him? What should I do?
Dan, a text from the 508. You can come hang out at my house. My neighbor's Tom Karen. I mean, Rice won't be there, but you can see Tom.
Oh, I would absolutely come hang out here. I was just like, just waiting for him to come outside.
Mowing the lawn. You're like, hey, Tom, great to see you, bud.
I got to wear a World Series ring for the first time, too. That was super cool.
Oh, really?
I wore like a ring pop on my pinky.
How did you get that? What happened? Were they just walking around?
A girl by the name of Holly, who works at Nessun, she was in the suite next to us, and I'd met her once before, and we were just saying hi, and I was like, can I look at it? And she's like, yeah, because she was wearing it, because she worked for Nessun, she got one. So yeah.
She just wears her World Series rings to the games, because that's just a bold move.
Well, no big deal. You worked hard to get it. You should have it.
I'd want everyone to see it, too.
Kennedy, people are lining up now. They want to go to a game with you.
Oh, well, I think those were my tickets for the year. But in any event.
That was the first time in the history of baseball with Kennedy that she stayed for the entire game.
The entire
no,
game.
You did not. Stay. What?
In fact, I stayed so long. I had to check my person because it was too big to bring in. Which is a story for another day. But they say you have to be there, you know, at so many minutes after the game is over, or we're going to, or we close.
Right.
And so I'm walking out and they're like, Kennedy, we have your purse. And I'm like, yeah! I'm running down all of the ramps in Fenway Park trying to get to the
place.
It's the first time ever she's seen the end of a baseball game.
You buried the lead. That has never happened in the history of Kennedy.
Go to the Carson and Kennedy, the Mix 104.1 Instagram page. You can watch Dan and I singing Sweet Caroline, which is a treat, and you're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.